was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio, broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, and also known as Freedom Screamer. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
Pretty good, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And even though it is called Courtroom Observers, if you want to find information, you would find that at courtroomwatch.org. Is that correct, Eric?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Lori.
You are very welcome. This is a place where you can go if you're involved in, whether it's sitting in the courtrooms or you know about egregious situations that are going on in the court system itself. You can reach out to Eric as well as other individuals that have taken it upon themselves to sit in the courtrooms, to hand out jury nullification flyers, to stand up for the people. We the people must stand up for each other. Now, tonight we were and had planned to discuss originally what was going on in the Senate confirmation hearing. And Eric, I apologize, but there is something more breaking that we must cover tonight. So we will dive into that either tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on if there's any more breaking and important news. I also want to reach out while we are discussing what we are discussing. Anyone who is involved with Bikers for Trump, if you are listening to this radio show broadcast, please, please call in. We want to hear from you. We are going to be exposing a lot of things, and we would love to hear from you, the patriotic bikers that are going to stop or try to stop, help stop the madness that is going on around our union as well as around Washington, D.C. The number to call in is 1-800-813-9443. If you are part of Bikers for Trump, please make sure that you let the producer know that you are one of the Bikers for Trump so that we can make sure that your voice is heard on our station. So what I have to cover, Eric,
hey, Lori, you may have misspoke the number. It's 800-313-9443. I think you said 813. So once again, it's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in, folks. Thanks, Lori.
Okay. I will definitely have to check that with Mike because I was thinking it was 813, and I apologize to the public very much for that. And Eric is correct. It is 313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. See, I am human and I make mistakes. and I have no problem admitting that. Thank you very much, Eric, for correcting me on that one. So before we get to the extremely important news, and it's news I really need everybody to pay attention to, I need you to share the information because it is extremely important. I'm going to cover some good news first. And as you know, I always try to do that because I believe we need a balance. We need to hear some good news along with the reality of the truth of the bad that is going on. So the good news is, it was reported on January the 13th that Lockheed CEO stated to Trump that they plan to add 1,800 F-35 jobs in Fort Worth, Texas. Lockheed Martin rolls out the first F-35 fighter jet built for Japan. According to this report, Lockheed Martin CEO's Marilyn Hewson emerged from a meeting with President-elect Donald Trump on Friday, pledging to bring down the cost of the F-35 Lightning II and promising to hire more than 1,800 additional workers in Fort Worth, Texas. Her comments were the latest in a dogfight initiated by Trump, who has questioned the F-35's cost and capabilities. Last month, he went on Twitter to say that the stealth fighter program was out of control and threatening to seek a new bid for a comparable F-18 Hornet built by Boeing as an alternative. Quote, "We had the opportunity to talk to him about the F-35 program, and I certainly share his views that we need to get the best capability to our men and women in uniform, and we have to get it at the lowest price possible." Unquote. Hewson told the press standing in the lobby of the Trump Tower in Manhattan. This report stems out of the Star Telegram. So congratulations, Texas. Congratulations to the individuals that may obtain a job out in that area. And congratulations to the people of the United States of America, because we're apparently not going to be paying near as much for the fighters that originally was put out there. So it is a win-win on that one. We also have another win. This was reported January 16th, which was, of course, today. General Motors plans at least $1 billion in fresh United States investment. Automaker's move is expected to create more than another 1,000 new jobs. So there's another 1,000 jobs coming in the area. It's being reported that General Motors Company this week will announce plans to invest at least $1 billion across several United States factories. Two people familiar with the plan said a move aimed at underlining its commitment to the United States manufacturing jobs in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's criticism of the automaker's imports from Mexico. GM's announcement could come as early as Tuesday, the people briefed on the plan said. The company will cite a number of new jobs in excess of 1,000 stemming from the investment, but doesn't plan to specify which of its factories are in line for more work, one person said. A GM spokesman declined to comment, and the Trump transition team didn't immediately return a request for comment. Now, this is being reported out of the Wall Street Journal, by the way. This is definitely not being reported out of CNN. The move comes days after Mr. Trump publicly ratcheted up pressure on the nation's largest automaker. During his press conference last week, the president-elect thanked Ford Motor Company and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles for recently announcing U.S. investment plans that are expected to create a combined 2,700 jobs. He then turned up the heat on General Motors to follow suit. So, as you can tell, that is some of the good news. There are more jobs, it appears, coming in the future. And, of course, that is also on top of Carrier and the other corporations that are finally deciding that maybe it's best to employ in America instead of employ overseas and ship it in. One of the reasons, everyone, that I know most of our listeners probably know this, Eric, but one of the reasons that businesses have been run out like that is because the tax rate is so high on those businesses. Then they go over to another country because they're being smothered here. And then when they're overseas and they ship in, those tax rates don't apply to the items that are shipped in. So what happens is you have the reverse going on. So when you lower the tax rate of these businesses here and you create a tariff, which means that if you're making it outside the United States of America, which is your choice, but if you choose to ship it into the United States of America, you'll have a high tariff put on it. It's not as profitable. And that's why you're seeing a reverse in a lot of these plants deciding now to stick inside of America. And so that's good news, more jobs for the people. So that's the good news, and I'm happy to hear that. And in whatever area, I'm glad for those individuals, very glad that there's going to be more jobs, very glad that it's going to cost less for items, as we know they love to overspend for things within the federal government. So while General Motors plans to put in $1 billion of a fresh U.S. investment, here we go. Are you ready for the horrendous news today? However, this one's still on the level of good news. George Soros reportedly lost about $1 billion after Trump's election. Yes, you heard me right. And I don't know about you. Normally, I don't cheer at somebody's loss. But as evil as this individual is, and he's not the only one. We need to remember that. He's not the only one. But he is behind a lot of corruption that goes on with these social justice warriors, these people who burn down innocent people's homes and businesses, and behind a lot of this. So to see that it is being reported by the Business Insider that he lost about $1 billion after Trump's election, well, that's just $1 billion that he can't throw into more of the Black Lives Matter movement issue or MoveOn.org or the Open Society or whatever the case may be. So what Business Insider has reported, it says hedge fund legend George Soros lost a lot of money after the election of Donald Trump, according to a new report from the Wall Street Journal. The journal's Gregory Zuckerman and Juliet Chung cited people familiar with Soros' trading, who said the billionaire became bearish after Trump's victory, and those bets seem to have come back to bite him. Yes, well, maybe he shouldn't have bet against the American people. That's my statement. That's not in the article. However, Soros' larger fund, Soros Fund Management, did gain 5% over the year, according to the journal. Soros supported Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, and contributed millions to super PACs backing her campaign. So it may come as no surprise that he was skeptical of the market after Trump's upset victory. And additionally, the most of the Wall Street analysts believe that Trump would win, that a Trump win would sow uncertainty and cause a sell-off. It also states that since Trump's election, Soros has criticized him, calling him a, quote, would-be dictator, unquote, and warning about what his win could mean for the long-term health of, quote, democracy, unquote. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 10% since Election Day, and all three major U.S. stock indexes have set all-time highs after Trump's win. Now, here's a funny. A Soros protege named Stanley Druckenmiller, he worked for Soros at his firm until the 2000. He was much more prescient, and Druckenmiller bet that the market would rally on a Trump victory. That bet appeared to have paid off, and his firm gained 10% in 2016, according to the journal. Druckenmiller, who donated mostly to the Republican legislative candidates, joins Carl Icahn as another notable hedge fund manager to make winning bets on the Trump rally. ICANN said that he bought $1 billion worth of stock futures on election night as the market tanked, which made significant gains after its recovery. So why did I bring up Soros other than the joy of him losing $1 billion on something that he can't send to these paid protesters? So I'll tell you why. Because I am sure you are all aware about Operation Disrupt J20, about individuals that a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are paid protesters, activists, that are specifically there to disrupt and destroy the inauguration. Now, let me say something. What I'm getting ready to report is extremely serious. This is not a joke. First of all, protesters, when you're paid to protest, you are no longer a protester. Okay? You're being paid to do something. You're doing a job. When you are paid to be an antagonist, now I'm not talking about peaceful protest, because Eric, we believe strongly in the power of protest, do we not? We believe very much in your right.
Sorry, Lorraine, I had myself on mute. Absolutely, we believe in protest.
Yes, we believe in protest. We believe in your right to do so. We believe, as long as you are peaceful, and, you know, it can't happen in Washington, D.C. We're for armed protests as long as they're peaceful. Okay?
This country was founded on protest.
That's right. We have no issues with protesting. The issue is these are paid instigators. These individuals are truly not protesters. And I'm going to dive deeper into that because some really serious breaking news hit today. Project Veritas did it again.
They're mercenaries.
And they are, some of them. And then you have individuals that will follow these groups that really, I don't know how they don't know, but for whatever reason they don't realize that the groups that they are with, these are not grassroots. These are not individuals that are there because they believe in something. They are there because they are being paid. Just like with Ferguson, when all that chaos was going down in Ferguson and the buildings were burning and all this other stuff, it was exposed that Soros had his hand in it. Okay? So what I'm going to do first, before I get into this information, I want to show you that even the antique MSM exposed that Soros funds BLM. If you could, Mike, go ahead and play LV1.
Factor investigation segment tonight, a group called Black Lives Matter. One leader of the crew, Alicia Garzon, issued a statement that says, quote, "When we say Black Lives Matter, we are talking about the ways in which black people are deprived of our basic human rights and dignity. It is an acknowledgement black poverty and genocide is state violence," unquote. Skarzer and her cohorts believing that America is committing genocide against some black citizens. In addition, the group is vowing to disrupt the upcoming Republican convention.
"And trust and believe that any opportunity we have to shut down a Republican convention, we will. We will make sure that our voices are made loud and clear."
Now, the laughter you just heard came from MSNBC anchor people. So, who's funding Black Lives Matter? One of the big donors seems to be George Soros, our old pal, who gives big money to affiliates of Black Lives Matter, groups that do direct business with them. Also giving money directly to the group entertainers Jay-Z and Beyonce. There they are. Joining us now from Washington, Kelly Riddell, an investigative reporter for The Washington Times. Is this just a fringe group, or should we take them seriously?
Well, I think you got to take them seriously. I mean, look what happened to Martin O'Malley a couple of weeks ago at the Netroots convention when he basically said all lives matter, was practically booed off the stage and then had to issue an apology. I mean,
well, he didn't have to issue this apology.
Well, he chose to.
But that's O'Malley's fault for even going to the Netroots convention.
I mean, Hillary Clinton has been there before. A lot of Elizabeth Warren, a lot of liberal activists go to this on a yearly basis.
I understand that. But I don't know whether this crew, Black Lives Matter, have any constituency other than the radical left, the real fringe nuts that run around the country saying crazy things. Have they made any inroads into a more established position?
Well, I mean, you got to look. Black Lives Matter is really an umbrella slogan kind of group that encompasses a lot of social justice workers and a lot of social justice organizations. And it's a group that was started by three women that work at Soros-backed organizations that are into community organizing, into kind of riling up activists. And what all of these social justice groups have in common is basically three things. The first is that they believe fundamentally that it's social policy and the man and the professional political class that is out to get them with unjust policies, that basically all of their social woes, all of their economic woes can be based on unfair policies. Second is that they're very well organized. You have a bunch of different separate organizations that basically there's think tanks that put out the narrative. The narrative is followed by all of these organizations. They have Twitter, they have Facebook, where they create an echo chamber echoing each other. They've got professional protesters that go to places like Ferguson, Baltimore, Charleston, South Carolina, to basically rile up whatever the local vibe is there. And then lastly, they are all of these organizations, from a certain standpoint, are funded by George Soros' Open Society Foundation. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I found that within 1 year, George Soros dedicated $33 million to these types of organizations. So they're really well funded.
So $33 million mm-hmm. for Soros to agitators mm-hmm. who are organized to disrupt, and then the National Convention for the Republicans in Cleveland seems to be a target. Mm-hmm. But what about Jay-Z and Beyonce? I mean, here are two extremely famous individuals. Mm-hmm. Do you think they know that giving money to an anarchistic group like this that wants to tear down the country and, you know, is talking about genocide and really, really extreme things, do you think they have any idea what they're doing?
I do, actually. One of the activists that said that Jay-Z and Beyonce were giving tens of thousands of dollars to the movement, her name is Dream Hampton, and she was a co-writer on Jay-Z's memoir. And she's part of this Malcolm X grassroots organization that is very extreme. And so she's part of their inner circle and was the activist that basically first reported that they were giving money, because Jay-Z and Beyonce, they were getting a lot of flack from these groups for not, I mean, Jay-Z raps about it in his lyrics, and they wear, you know, the memorabilia or the you know, the Black Lives Matter t-shirts, but they weren't giving any money. And so they kind of got.
We've invited Jay-Z and Beyonce, if they have a statement they'd like to make or come in and explain why they're doing what they're doing, we're mm-hmm. ready to receive them. Ms. Riddell, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay. So now that was speaking about the Republican National Convention. Obviously, that's his story. But I wanted to show you that even antique MSM has exposed the Soros connection with Black Lives Matter and with these other groups. These other groups, and I'm going to tell you this is very serious, especially if you are planning to attend the Trump inauguration or go to Washington, D.C., keep your eyes open, because the individuals, not the real protesters, not people who are really protesting, but the ones who are quote-unquote protesters that are paid to be there, they have some very nefarious things going on, and we're getting ready to talk about that. So, of course, real journalists have infiltrated, thanks to Project Veritas. They're a phenomenal group of individuals, a mass group of individuals that really get into and infiltrate, whether it be the DNC, whether it be Acorn, it doesn't matter. If there's corruption, they really try to infiltrate to be able to get proof so that it can be stopped and shut down. And I want to give them a very strong kudos for this, not only because of what they've exposed, but also because, you know, it takes a lot of time, patience, and guts to actually go in to the enemy's camp, if you will. And when I say enemy's camp, anyone who promotes any kind of situation that would cause the lives of people possible harm, then you're talking about, then that takes some guts. So kudos to all the reporters that were involved with this. The anti-Trump leftists were caught on video plotting inauguration terrorist acts, chemical attacks, and massive violence. Weapons cache was also discovered with guns and ammo. This was reported. You can find that on Natural News as well, January the 16th. The video is also up on there. Thanks to yet another stunning example of video journalism by James O'Keefe at Project Veritas, anti-Trump leftists have been caught on video plotting to unleash chemical attacks and other acts of terrorism on large groups of innocent citizens on Inauguration Day. In addition, a large cache of weapons and ammunition has been found staged near the inauguration activities. As anti-American leftists are literally plotting an attempted communist coup to take over the United States government on January the 20th. By the way, I'm reading this article to you. These are not my words. Named in the Project Veritas video, see below, are several communist front groups associated with the Democratic Party and left-wing activists turned terrorists. Progress Unity Fund, Workers World Party, Americans Take Action, Answer Coalition, DC Anti-Fascist Coalition. One of the tactics that they are proposing is a chemical attack on innocent civilians involving the detonation of an acid-based, quote-unquote, stink bomb, butyric acid, to cause mayhem during the events. They express no concern whatsoever that people may be injured or killed during the chaos, confusion, or evacuation of the buildings. Caught on video conspiring to achieve all of this are Luke Kahn, Colin Dunn, and Scott Green, all plotting to carry out the acts of terrorism soon to be arrested for conspiracy to commit such acts, by the way. Yes, it is definitely time. I'm in agreement with that these individuals that continue to do this to people in our union need to be arrested. So in the video, we'll get back after a couple of words from our network sponsors, and we'll get back to the topic at hand. Please hang with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of tears.
RCR, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. I'm your host for this evening, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers. And as we were discussing this chemical attack that they are wanting to do, and I don't know if they are ignorant to the fact, or if they probably are not ignorant to the fact, that the chemical that they are wanting to use, and I will go into what the hazards are and the first aid and firefighting of it after I finish and continue with this article. So Luke Kahn made this statement. He says, all you've got to do is pull the pin, press the plunger, and the whole thing discharges. Colin Dunn stated, if you get into the HVAC system, it will get into the whole building. Luke then replies, the best possible location to get to it is the air intake grill of the entire HVAC. Scott Green then states, you want to case the place? Colin then says, I can do that. When talking about finding ways to set off all the sprinklers in the building, Colin Dunn stated, there's usually a piece of like fusible metal or a piece of glass with liquid in it that will blow. I need to research and make sure that we can actually get them all triggered if we trigger one. Colin then replies, and the added benefit, everybody is going to walk outside in the freezing cold. Luke Kahn then replies, yeah, if you had a pint of butyric acid, I don't care how big the building is, it's closing. Scott Green then says, and this stuff is very efficient. It's very, very smelly, lasts a long time, and a little goes a long way.
Now, I'm not going to continue reading the entirety of the parts of what they're saying, because you're going to be able to hear that in just a few moments. I'm going to tell you about the secret cache of weapons and ammunition that was found in D.C. Then I'm going to go over the hazards of the butyric acid. On top of all, the admitted plot by radical leftists covered above, the cache of weapons and ammunition has also been found near the inauguration events. Daily Sheeple reported that some lady out for a walk happened upon a couple of guns stashed in a violin case in the woods near the CNO Canal along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. After the police were called in, more weapons caches were found, including long guns, pistols, and ammunition in pails and garbage bags tucked away in an area of the woods hikers aren't known to frequent. The Common Sense Show also reported that the finding of weapons cache in two separate locations in the D.C. area, only a quarter of a mile from each other, was so serious and concerning that local traffic on Canal Road was stopped during the investigation. But quickly, the cover-up was initiated, and the findings were quickly swept under the carpet. The discovery of weapons was made by a woman who saw a suspicious violin case along the stone wall that runs parallel to a local canal, and she stopped and opened the case and found guns. Only a short distance north of discovery at the canal, Park police found a cache of multiple weapons and ammunition that had been covered by trash to obscure the presence of weapons. Quote, Park police spokesman Anna Rose said that there were a variety of weapons recovered, including long guns and pistols. The weapons were in buckets and bags, Rose said, although she didn't believe any of them were loaded. All the rest of us can and should do is pray for Donald Trump's safety. Well, not just Donald Trump's safety, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to go back to what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you hear the clip of the Veritas exposing and catching them on tape. Great pictures of their faces, everyone, so that you can hear, once again, this is why citizen journalists are so important. This is why alternative media is so important, because without them, this would have never been exposed, and people's lives could have been in danger. I'll explain that to you more after we hear this clip. Please play LV2.
Yeah, if you had a freaking pint of butyric acid, I don't care how big the building is, it's closed and it's staying closed for a while.
And this stuff is, like, it's very efficient. It's very, very smelly. It lasts a long time. And a little of it goes a long way.
I know. I'm trying to think through how to get all the sprinklers off at once. There's usually a piece of, like, fusible metal or a piece of glass and a liquid in it that'll blow.
This is undercover video of potential criminal acts being planned. These organizers and activists are talking about setting off butyric acid into the ventilation system and setting off fire alarm sprinklers at a Trump inaugural ball later this week. What you're about to see is part one of our hidden camera investigation into the groups and organizations that seek to cause havoc and violence at the Trump inauguration in Washington, D.C.
I, Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Please lock the doors. Please lock the doors. Lock them, lock them, lock them. Don't let them in.
Hey, I just want to say one thing to the person on the phone.
Can you please move
Bob Kramer, sends his regards.
The next 4 years, we are going to fight Trump and everything he stands for with no quarter asked, no quarter given, no mercy of any kind.
Throw them all under the bus. I mean, just fuck it up. I like the idea of the goal being that they have to pull the inauguration inside.
Be prepared to help make the inauguration a giant clusterfuck.
No hate, no fear, immigrants are welcome here.
Shortly after the election, we started getting tips that radical groups are planning to derail President-elect Trump's inauguration, perhaps even trying to shut down the city of Washington, D.C. Various groups, some old, some new, have gathered together under the Disrupt J20 umbrella. Progress Unity Fund, Workers' World Party, Americans Take Action, Answer Coalition, and many more. Today's investigation focuses on these guys from the D.C. Anti-Fascist Coalition.
The message has to be that, you know, we do not recognize the city government either. If you try to close us down, we will look for your house, burn it. We will physically fight the police if they try to clear one of our places. We we will go to war, you will lose.
Early on, one of our journalists was sent an email inviting him to a planning meeting. The discussion centered around disrupting the Deplorable, a big pro-Trump inaugural ball scheduled the night before the inauguration.
I mean, it would be really interesting if we could stop them from having the Deplorable ball.
It was at this meeting where we met Scott Green, Luke Kuhn, and Colin Dunn. They were very gung-ho and clearly well-versed in the dark arts of sabotage.
We already know what you're all there for, so we won't be... Okay, so this is... We don't have to use the word deplorable at all.
Yeah.
And things like that. So just in case there are yahoos in there...
Through emails, another meeting was set up at the infamous Comet Ping Pong Pizza Restaurant in Northwest Washington, D.C.
I was thinking of things that would ruin the evening. You know, ruin their outfits, or otherwise make it impossible to continue with their plans. Make sure they get nothing accomplished.
The Deplorable is being held here at the National Press Club in downtown Washington, D.C. The plan: set off butyric acid stink bombs, forcing everyone to evacuate the premises.
Yeah, if you had a freaking pint of butyric acid, I don't care how big the building is, it's closed and it's staying closed for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And this stuff is, like, it's very efficient. It's very, very smelly. It lasts a long time. And a little of it goes a long way.
Like, do a repeat of the original plan. We could do all that same stuff. And I can break the cans with, you take with a plunger, some stiff rubber bands, and a safety pin thing. So all you got to do is pull the pin and press the plunger, the whole can discharges.
We have to, this is the way we have to brainstorm. Like, what can we do?
Yeah.
That will accomplish the mission.
So that is bad enough. That stuff is nasty enough that it will
spread.
It will spread.
It will get into the HVAC system and hit the whole building.
The best possible location to get to it is the air intake grill for the entire HVAC.
Yeah.
The actions could constitute a violation of anti-terrorism laws, a felony with a possible 5-year prison sentence and a significant fine. As the meeting continued, Colin Dunn and Scott Green made a plan to scout the location where the Deplorable is being held.
You want to case the place?
I can do that.
I mean, you want to do it together?
Say, it may work better with two people. That way it's not one person's memory saying, here's where everything is.
Yeah.
There was also talk about setting off the fire alarm sprinklers in the building. Plan B, if the stink bomb effort failed.
I know, I'm trying to think through how to get all the sprinklers rubber bullets. There's usually a piece of, like, fusible metal or a piece of glass and a liquid in it that'll blow.
I need to research and make sure that we can actually get them to all trigger if we trigger one.
Yeah.
And the added benefit, everybody as they walk outside will get freezing cold.
Yes, yes.
A few days later, our journalists received this email from Scott Green. Quote, "The reconnaissance went pretty well, and we left with the confidence that we can accomplish our objective with no negative consequences for our side, nor any collateral damage. We determined that the risks posed by these potential crimes were of such a magnitude that we decided to alert law enforcement. Last week, our journalists met with agents from the FBI, the Secret Service, and the D.C. Metro Police to report our findings.
We found that both the Disrupt J20 and the D.C. Anti-Fascist Coalition were plotting to shut down some of the inaugural balls that were occurring, using butyric acid, shutting off sprinkler systems. So we're thankful that the FBI and the task force is looking into this, and we hope that there will be charges brought soon.
Just to be clear, we don't have a problem with people protesting peacefully or voicing their First Amendment rights. That's protected by the Constitution. But in this case, Disrupt J20 says openly that their plan is to shut down the inauguration. The question is, where do these people draw the line? Do these individuals and groups have any problem with what we're reporting here? Stay tuned, because next we go deeper and deeper into the dangerous world of Disrupt J20, and we find out just who is behind all of it.
Okay, so what you need to know about butyric acid, okay? On the CDC website, it states that the types of hazard and exposure, the acute hazards and symptoms, prevention, and first aid and firefighting. For fire, it is combustible, gives off irritating or toxic fumes or gases in a fire. Prevention, no open flames. First aid and firefighting on that one is powder, alcohol-resistant foam, water spray, or carbon dioxide. On explosions, anything above 72 degrees Celsius, explosive vapor and air mixtures may be formed. So we need to remember that. Above 72 degrees Celsius, you're supposed to use a closed system ventilation. So the first aid and firefighting on that one, in case of fire, keep drums, etc., cool by spraying them with water. Exposure, it says avoid all contact. In all cases, consult a doctor. If you're exposed, the inhalation part, sore throat, cough, burning sensation, shortness of breath, labored breathing, symptoms may be delayed. Avoid all contact. Ventilation and local exhaust or breathing protection is part of the prevention. First aid and firefighting, fresh air, rest, artificial respiration if indicated, and refer for medical attention, of course. Skin can have symptoms of pain, redness, blisters, and skin burns. Prevention is to use protective gloves or protective clothing. And, of course, remove all contaminated clothes, rinse skin with plenty of water or shower, and refer for medical attention. Your eyes can have the symptoms of pain, redness, severe deep burns, and loss of vision. Prevention suggests face shield or eye protection in the combination with breathing protection. So first aid and firefighting information on that. You would first rinse with plenty of water for several minutes. First rinse with plenty of water for several minutes. Remove contact lenses if easily possible, and then take to the doctor. If you ingest it, burning sensation, abdominal pain, and shock or collapse. Do not eat, drink, or smoke during work for prevention. And rinse your mouth. Do not induce vomiting and refer for medical attention. So when you read up on the butyric acid, you understand that this is not just simply stink bomb chemical. This is a very serious chemical that these individuals were plotting to put through the HVAC breathing system of the deplorable. Okay? And the further that I dug, I found out it was really interesting because Disrupt J20, and they did put something else out, but I want to tell you what had happened. When they found out that this undercover video was going to be coming out, a Lacey McAuley, M-A-C-A-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, at 10:41 a.m., put this out because she found out that this video was going to be coming out. So this is what she said. She says, "Hello, media team, all hands on deck. We are aware that there will be some sort of, quote, reveal or, quote, expose by James O'Keefe, the right-wing infiltrator who secretly taped videos have attacked Acorn and Planned Parenthood later today. Please be present at 2 p.m. if you can or earlier. This makes it more important that we have a strong showing for our media event and some good minds to work on this. We also have our general media team meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at St. Stephen's Church." So what she was doing was putting it out there to their media team for Disrupt J20 that they needed to get on top of this so they could take and spin this in a way where people would believe that it was a setup, kind of like Planned Parenthood tried to do. Well, James O'Keefe, in the very classic way that he did, he got a screenshot of this proof. And then he put memo to Disrupt J20 media team from Veritas media team. Thanks for the teaser, but 2 p.m. will be too late for your meeting. Stay tuned. So he had released it before Disrupt J20 could get their statement out. Now, in their statement, what they're trying to claim, you're going to love this, so I'm going to read it to you. Disrupt J20 releases statement on Project Veritas video. All right, and what it says is the statement, Disrupt J20 proudly carries forward the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King participated in civil disobedience to raise unprecedented awareness of the ills of racism, poverty, and militarism. Today, we commemorate him by planning acts of civil disobedience in the streets and in the open during the inauguration. We've been transparent in these intentions for the entire duration of our organizing. Over the last few weeks, we've exposed four confirmed infiltrators who've tried to integrate themselves into our organizing. These people who were working with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. We must make this clear. These groups are doing the dirty work of Nazis, white nationalists, and other groups who are furthering Trump's assault on vulnerable communities. Two infiltrators appeared at an anti-fascist organizing meeting and immediately fell under suspicion due to their vague backstories, poor education about our movement, and unusual dress. Social media checks showed that one, Tara, who called herself Tara, was a failed actress who was friends on Facebook with James O'Keefe. One of these infiltrators was someone calling himself Tyler. Due to suspicions, the organizers initiated their vetting process with false flag operation. Our allies at the D.C. Anti-Fascist Coalition met with Tyler because they thought it would be a humorous venue. They arranged to meet with Tyler at Comet Ping Pong, which has recently been targeted by right-wing fake news outlets. Though the coalition members did not know who he was working for, they knew that Tyler was not who he said he was. So they met in advance of their meeting with Tyler and planned to give him a false information about what they felt was the most humorous red herring available, a false plot to use stink bombs at an event called the Deplorable with the so-called alt-right. Tyler, as it turned out, was recording a video for Project Veritas. False plans were discussed with Tyler. They spoke of false plans in order to protect themselves and did not discuss any real intentions. It is laughable that Project Veritas believes that organizers would discuss secret stink bomb plans with an unknown individual in a public venue. Project Veritas' lack of judgment portrays the poor quality of their work. The group had, however, purchased tickets to the Deplorable for the purpose of videotaping. The group had no intention of causing any damage or disruption at the Deplorable, said one of our organizers who appears in the Veritas video. Instead, the intent was to capture on video any compromising moments from the performers or speakers, such as Nazi salutes that similar groups gave in November, broadcast widely by The Atlantic. Other infiltrators, and I'm not going to keep going on. So what they're doing here, if you really, really look at this, they know they got busted, and so now they're trying to make up this crazy story. Okay, first of all, if it was a fake story, you knew that you were being videotaped, you would not make up something that could get you put in prison by saying it. Correct, Eric? So,
I have to agree with that.
Right, because if you know you're being videotaped, and you know that this stuff is going on, you know that it's going to be out there, you're certainly not going to admit that you're going to use a chemical that can be deadly to some people. What if some people are there, have asthmatic problems or other situations?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Some old person's going to have a heart attack. People are going to break their legs running downstairs. People are going to trample over each other. There's no such thing as zero collateral damage. You can't set stuff like that. They're either really stupid or the intelligence agencies are funding both sides of this.
Right. So, anyway, what had happened was James O'Keefe beat him to the punch because he caught their Twitter of them trying to organize. They're scrambling, what kind of story can we come up with really quick from our media team to try to get out of this? Because they did, Project Veritas did do the correct thing. They did report it to Secret Service, the FBI, and to the head of Metro PD before ever releasing this information to the public. So, of course, they're not real happy about that. But, you know, I am, because that's just wrong on so many levels. So some other things that you need to know. Let me tell you. You individuals that are getting paid to do this, you really, really need to stop and think, because you're not thinking. There is no amount of money worth the possibility of you losing your life. What do I mean by that? Because if you create the conflict that you seem like you're going to try to create, okay, people get hurt. And I'm not saying intentionally, even, okay? We had discussed that, Eric, we had discussed that one protest. How many people got killed? 6 of them got killed because of their going across the highway. So it doesn't have to be an intentional thing. But I'm going to tell you, this Disrupt J20, they are not planning to peacefully protest. According to reports, there are 1,000 buses that are busing in these protesters. Who's paying for those buses? Who do you think? I don't have any confirmed reports, so I can't say, but I know where my idea is coming from. The same one that possibly just lost $1 billion for betting against the American people. Okay, so what do you need to know? You need to know, number one, Project Veritas got that information out to the people, got it out to law enforcement, and got it out to the people. So that action is not really going to be able to go down the way that they were hoping. Another thing you need to know, and these are the activists, you really need to understand this. There is 5,000 National Guard that's going to be there. I am not up to date as to how many law enforcement is going to be there. It has been reported that there is going to be 1,000 Marines there. And then you have Bikers for Trump. Okay? Bikers for Trump, just one of the groups that are going, and there's a lot of groups going, just one of the groups going has 200,000 members strong. You don't want this fight. Protesting is one thing. But let me tell you, when I say there is not going to be a safe space there, there is not going to be a room for you to be able to run to and color because you have a word that offends your delicate sensibilities. There is not going to be, if you are involved, and here's the thing, to the innocent protesters that are going to be there, because I'm sure there's going to be some that really don't have any bad intentions. Let me tell you, and this is something too many people have learned the hard way. If you are in that group that is putting chemical attacks on the people, you will be arrested with them. Make no mistake about that. On that note, we'll hear a couple of words from our network sponsors and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.